Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get your
Because it's none like him. I'm such high and I'm such low, and there's none like him. I've tried and there's none like him. I don't know what to tell you. It's none like him. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. I mean, he provides everything. The spiritual stuff I'm looking at, okay? Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, been called by the will of God to do his will. Not to please man, but to please God and God only. We'll have a word of prayer. Oh, bam. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she is able to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get back into the lesson. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Isn't that awesome? Thank you for that song, Pastor. Because there is no one like our God. Amen, amen. Scripture I'd like to share is from Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. For without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, thanking you for your word, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for the lessons that we are learning, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor, Father God. Continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he teaches this word. And we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him that hinders from getting this word out. And Lord, help us to receive the word, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut-in, be with the bereaved family, and be with those that are going through. Lord, we just give you praise, and may we have a word of encouragement to others, Father God, who are trusting in you. They may be going through a hard time right now, but let us have a word to speak to them to encourage their heart to trust you. So, Father God, we give you praise, and we just want to thank you for all of your many blessings that you're giving us to us, Father God. Now open up our hearts to this lesson, to this word that our pastor is going to bring to us, Father God. And then when we're off the air, Father God, let us go back and research and listen and take notes and allow the word of God to just marinate in our hearts. And may we keep it in our hearts and share it with others that we come in contact with. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, for that heartfelt prayer. And I just want to thank God for his miracles, for the things that he's allowed me to see. A lot of times I don't give God credit like I want to. But I want to tell you, brother and sister, it's a beautiful thing, man, to know that God is revealing and his secrets. And he's doing it through the Pauline epistles. That's taking nothing away from the four Gospels, which give us a wonderful picture of a lonely and loving man of Galilee that humbled himself as the Messiah. He walked in love and he shared his love for us. But it's the Pauline epistle that gives us the risen Christ in a triumphant way, not a defeated Christ, but a triumphant Christ. And so us being in him make us triumphant. Nowhere else will you find that death had been conquered. Sin had been conquered. Satan had been conquered. But it's through the Pauline epistles that provides this revelation of what happened on that great day of death. In other words, when he was on the cross and in the tomb, and also how that affected us, who, what we are in him today. So that's real important to me, and I just see that as a miracle. And Brother Paul explains it to us. He makes it plain to us. And I think the church has failed to see it, that it's the revelation about us. It's the revelation about us. God been calling us his children. I'm gonna take my time to say this, and then I'm going to give you the revelation that Brother Paul brings out about who we are. Because God knew what he must be, what he must do to redeem man. Yesterday I was talking about the plan. Yeah, it's the plan. He knew the hopelessness of man under Satan's domain. Ephesians 2:12, that ye were at that time separated from God. See, the church have to know at some point in time, we were literally separated from Christ. I think God called us alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. So first, the Gentile world was separated from Christ, and Christ alone had eternal life within his possession. They were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, did not have any share, for a better way of saying it, any share in Abrahamic covenant, and were stranger from the covenant of promise. They had no part in the common lot of Israel, having no hope and without God. And yet they were eternally being. So the scripture said that we ought to make everlasting of our belief. And with that being said, brothers and sisters, you must agree that the Bible teach that we are children of God. Now, I'm going to read, I won't get into all of it, but see the revelation of Paul. See what he's teaching us. Matter of fact, if you really get out of the four Gospels, they're teaching us what God think of us. See, that's what I want you to see. I want you to see how God looking at us. God's faith is out there on us. He already has spoken. He already claiming you. How about you claiming him? See, because that's what faith is. It's your substance of what you're hoping for. God already calling us his children. How I know that? When I read in Galatians 3 and 7, like I said, through all of Pauline epistles, but I'm going to just point out a couple of them so you'll see this. Okay, he says, well, maybe I better tell you that 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. See, this is a new creation. So God is reproducing himself, and we'll get into that in a moment. But I want you to see God already claiming you. God already say you're his children. And you won't talk back to him. You won't say, yes, daddy. You won't say, yes, father. I'm yours. And then claim him as being with him. And somebody can get upset now. And being equal with him. See, the church have failed to teach that. I didn't say you was bigger than God. I didn't say you was better than God. I said you was equal because he reproducing himself in us. In us. Mm-hmm. So Christ in you is the hope of glory. See, so the Pauline epistle teaches that. Over in Galatians 3 and 7. And also Galatians 3:26. Got to almost put them together so you can see it. But it says, know ye therefore that ye which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And then that 26th verse says, for ye all are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's spiritual. Because see, that's what reproducing yourself is. It's spiritual. This is a spiritual thing. That's why you get born again. So you can be like him. And I'll get into that in a moment. But Pastor, you want to read that for me, please? That's Galatians 3 and 7 and 3 and 26 from the Messenger Bible or whatever you have there.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Reading from the Message Bible. It is not obvious to you that persons who put their trust in Christ, not persons who put their trust in the law, are like Abraham, children of faith. Amen. That was verse 7. And verse 26, by faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involved dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe, Christ's life. Amen.
Yeah. So know ye not therefore? I mean, you don't know this? That's what the writer said here. You don't know? Are you ignorant to this fact? You don't know that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham? Now, if it was left there, then you would say, okay, well, I'm the children of Abraham by faith. But it goes in to say this, ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So that's how we became the children of God. The faith in Christ. It has to be in Christ. It has to be in Christ. Why do you think he said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again unto Christ, be formed in you? Let me read that. Let me go find that. It's in Galatians 4:19. He said, but my little children, look what he's calling us. Look at that.
Yes.
He ain't calling you nephew. He ain't calling you auntie. He ain't calling you some of this other stuff they call folks. He ain't calling you bro. Preacher. Yeah. He ain't calling you sister.
All right.
Come on, dude. No. He's calling us his children. Of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I told y'all the other day, I don't know nothing about travailing, but I know what it means. I can tell you that. I can tell you that travailing means there's pain there. I can tell you that it's very painful. It's labor. God laboring with us. You know, he ain't letting us go. He ain't trying to abort us. He ain't trying to have a miscarriage. He's trying to give birth to us and make us like him, reproduce himself in us.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And in that, there's labor. And there's a price to pay. Every woman that ever had a baby, that was a price to pay. She should never forget that. I can't even understand how you give away your children when you done, or give away a child when you done birthed it. I mean, how you do that one? How'd you do that? When you think about the stress, when you think about the pain, when you think about the torment that you go through in travailing. See, that's where the church at right now. God is giving birth to this, to the church, to be like him, not to be religious, not to be part of a denomination. He's travailing, and it's painful. It's painful.
There's misery.
Being tormented. A lot of hardship there. Heartbreaking. Sorrow. But God, he's hanging in there with us. Hanging in there.
Thank you, Lord.
Because when you really understand what travailing is, a great suffering of the body, of the mind, that stress. Yeah. I mean, I thank God for you women. Men don't need that. He got enough to deal with anyway. Y'all don't need to be trying to travail. Till Christ be formed. Look at that. To Christ be formed. What are you saying, preacher? To be formed. And I know y'all know this. I just like to do this because I like to make that thing plain. I like to make it clear. You know, because, see, I understand that being formed, and just like you guys, you know, it's structure. It's organized. To be formed, it's an order. It's a shape, if you will. And he making it clear, God is shaping us into that same image that's Christ. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying that's what the message is about this week. That's what the message has been about. Reproducing himself in us. To Christ be formed in us. Ain't no easy task. We're going to be just like this. That's now. Not when we get over there. Christ is being formed in us now.
Amen.
That's why we got to grow in this kind of grace. If you'll step in faith and say, okay, Lord, you calling me your child, I'm going to receive it. Lord, okay, if you forming me like Christ, I'm going to act like it. And I can take you through the scripture now and show you that he's forming you like that. Because he's telling you, first of all, walk with faith. That's what God is. God is God of faith. Then he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Just like it.
Yeah.
Nothing different. He's reproducing us in him. And, oh, did I tell you? It's about being born again, man. To reproduce, help me, Holy Ghost. To reproduce is to copy.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. See, when you're reproducing something, it's like you're doing it again. Now you understand why you got to get born again. You don't get born again to stay saved. Who told you that? You don't get born again. So I don't have no sexual desire. I'm born again. I'm saved. Ain't what you getting born again. You're getting born again so you can be like Christ, man. So you can exist again of anew. The old things are passed away. God wants us walking in that newness, in that new creation. It's reproducing, it's presenting again. So now our spirit, remember what we said? Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. I just love the fact that God calling us his children. And I love the fact that Brother Paul made it real clear. Some of these other folks may not see it, but Brother Paul said, die, crucify the flesh, die. Why? So the new one can live. And both of them ain't going to live the same time. I tell you that right now. Both of them ain't going to live the same time. He said over there in Galatians 2:20, I am. Wait a minute. Don't say it like that, preacher. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I am. Not going to be. I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And when you say, I am, you showed up acting like God did now.
Yeah.
When Pharaoh wanted to know where you come from, Moses went back and said, God, that king, that Pharaoh down there, he come out, who sent me? God said, go tell Pharaoh that I am sent you.
Yeah.
He'll get the message. Because that means you're present, you're omnipresent. That ain't going to be. I am is that I am. So Paul used that terminology here to say, I am crucified with Christ. I ain't separating myself from him. I've been crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Watch this. But Christ live in me. See, it being formed in him now. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, that's when I came to the point that we got to really trust God. You got to die to self. There's going to come a time where self want to be bigger than everything. Die for a moment. So God can start reproducing himself in you. Oh, well, I got saved. And you and a whole bunch of other folks, so you got saved. Praise God. Now, let me tell you what being saved is. For those that, you know, want to get all hyped on there. The house is burning. The fire department was called out. And they said, hey, here in the upper bedroom and smoke everywhere. The fireman said, okay. You see in the back room? Yeah, he back there. So he put a ladder back there, go in there and get him out, and boom, you put him on the, get him out and put him on the sidewalk. Guess what just happened? He got saved. That's what he did. He got saved. But he ain't growed none. Remember, he got him out, but he ain't grow. He ain't died. Mm-hmm. You got to be crucified. He didn't get born again. Uh-huh. Preach, preacher! He didn't get born again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He ain't walking in the newness of life. All he got was rescued out of the fire. That's what saved is.
Yeah. Amen. Now,
so, you got a lot of folks got saved. Then you had to say, what did you get saved from? What fire was you in? Oh, man, I was drinking. I got saved from that because I got out of that. See, that's what being saved is. You got out of whatever situation it is. You got saved from that marriage because you got a divorce. That's getting saved. You got out of that predicament, out of that fire, because I was on drugs. You know I was on drugs. So I got saved from being on drugs. So he got me off of drugs and put me over here.
Yeah.
And then a lot of folks got saved, and then they find something else to do. Find another habit. Now, I ain't trying to talk about nobody. I'm just trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, God is reproducing himself in us, and through that, he's travailing, and what happened is he's getting that image in us, and old Snowfoot comes along with his garbage.
Mm.
So that image don't be formed in us. So God is travailing right now, getting the church to see that he want us anew. Old things have passed away, all of them. I met somebody got saved. Now all they do is work at the Goodwill.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But they ain't growing. Mm-hmm. They're not into their word. The word is not becoming like them, and they're not becoming like the word. They're not abiding. The Bible said we're to grow in grace. And when you grow in that grace, that's where God is making you like him, despite of what it is, despite of what, you know, you're undergoing a transformation. You're being transformed. Yeah, your mind is. But your spirit got born again. For what? You got a new spirit and ain't nothing up in it. Just got a new spirit. And the things in it is, and people say, oh, I don't do this and I don't do that. Well, that ain't what the new spirit for. This new spirit is so that image of Christ be formed in us.
Oh.
It has to be formed in us. It has to. And in them cases, it's perfect. As far as God is concerned, he began to build himself in us more fully into the new creation. And so he takes things of Christ that are unveiled to us in the world, into the world, and then the Spirit began to build into us the kind of strength that Christ has. Not just words now, because anybody can get in there and just quote this stuff and say this stuff and they know where it's at. But at the end of the day, they're not living it. We got to live this. We got to become this. Not mm-hmm. go to church, but be the church. This has to be real.
Yeah.
We get Christ's wisdom in us now. We see things in the spirit. We're being strengthened. We're being encouraged. Can I say that one more time? See, you're being encouraged by the Holy Ghost. That Christ be manifest in your life. And that don't mean you wear your dress down below your knees either. That don't mean you wear bell bottom. That don't mean you have to have a bald head. See, all that old religious stuff. No. What it means is that God expects for us to let Christ come out of us. Man, that's a thrilling thing. That's a miracle. It's a thrill, man, to know that you have God's ability, that Christ is being manifested in you as you speak, as we speak. Yeah. And I know some people say, well, it's happening. It may not be happening in your neighborhood, but it's happening. Because, see, the God of this world is still blinding people. Satan's still throwing that blinding juice on folks. And they can't see. They can't see what God has for us. I keep telling you, sir, stop cheating yourself out of what God has for you. Stop letting your mind. That's why you got to get your mind. What he said in Romans 12:1, Don't be conformed to this world, way of thinking, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be transformed, and it has to be renewed. What you going to renew it on the word of God? See, his wisdom is gentle, brothers and sisters. When we're being transformed, it's forbearing. The Spirit wants to take all of those things that we have admired in Jesus and build them into us so we can truly say Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Why do you think Christ want to be formed in you? Why do you think God want Christ to be formed in you? Say it one more time, preacher. Why do you think Christ wants to be formed in you? Can you ask yourself that question? Oh, you thought that just for you? So you can be happy? It just tickled me sometimes how these church folk and religious people, and when I say church people, I ain't talking about your church. So I'm talking about these Pharisee spirit. Maybe I'll say it that way. Because people get so offended. You know why? I tell you why you get offended. Because a hit dog will holler every time. See, if I'm in a congregation, I throw a brick out there straight in the middle, the people on the right ain't going to holler. The people on the left ain't going to holler. The people up in the balcony ain't going to holler. The people right down there at the bottom ain't going to holler. But whoever the brick hit, that's the one going to holler. So I'm used to folks.
Amen.
You don't got hit. Well, get out of the way, and you won't have to holler. See? But God wants you to know he wants to reproduce himself, yes, in you, because you're different than anybody else. Pastor's not the same as evangelist Sharon. You're different. But I tell you what, the Christ in you can be the same. I guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be able to take this message to the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, brothers, there's very few churches, organized churches, want to teach this truth. They want those people to be like Christ because they become free then. They're not obligated.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to have a sound mind. That's another reason you have to he's reproducing himself. That's another reason you have to become anew. See? But let me say one other thing, and then anybody have any comments, you can. I just really don't know if you noticed or not, but in one of the prayer scriptures over there in John 16, Jesus said this, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing." Well, you go tell some church folks you ain't got to pray. You ain't got to ask. But he said, in that day now, you know why you ain't got to ask enough? Because Christ has been formed in you, and you living in the Word. You doing the Word. So what you got to ask? The Word is alive in you. But anyway.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said this. I didn't say this. He said, then in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verse 23. Literally, in that day you shall not pray to me. Remember he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, you got direct contact with the Father. He will give it to you. So here too, have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be filled. Yeah. Listen, beloved, God is travailing with us. And the rest of us who've been there, done that, and made it, or whatever you want to call it, arrived. I just haven't arrived. I'm still pressing. It's a pressing way for me. Sometimes I cry, man, because I'm still pressing. And I'm asking, Lord, when will that day come? And he continued to show me Ephesians 4 to that full stature. He expect for us to be in the full stature of Christ, man. God reproducing us not as a retard, not as a midget. He's reproducing us not as a gidget. He's reproducing us to that full stature of Christ. And you go tell your preacher. So your preacher can tell you how crazy he think I am. And then tell him go read the Bible. And understand that until we come to that full measure. That's why we have all these gifts. It's to help people to become that full stature. That's why he gave us apostles. That's why he gave us prophets. That is to, so that we can become in that full stature. Not the guy here and brag about, I'm prophet this, I'm bishop this, I'm pastor this, I'm... No! Those gifts was given so we could come into that full stature. Now, oh, I got some receipts for you. That's what you have. So the next time you receive a gift, no, it's not for you. No, it's to edify. No, it's to build up. No, it's to help others to come into that full stature. Every gift out here was given by God, and it's free. But you got to know what it's for. It's for us to come into that full stature, to the greatness that God want us to live in. Yeah. And you do it through obedience. That's what Christ did it. He was obedient. That's where it starts at. If you're going to put on this grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, you're going to have to be obedient. It requires us to be obedient, to become that perfect saint and work of the ministry. That's why he gave us this stuff. I read that, man. I read that. He gave us that. This body is being fitted together. It's being formed, compact, if you will, and to act just like Christ. That's each and every one of us. Oh, I got some paper for you now. Trust me. Because the Bible says, you remember, now that he had ascended, who is but he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Talking about Christ. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens and that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teacher. And don't make me go there. Because they didn't build a parking space for no apostle. They ain't built none for no prophet. They only built a parking space for the pastor. He the only one get the salary. They ain't saying nothing about the teachers. But we won't go there. That's a subject for another day. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. That's why we got these gifts. To perfect the body of Christ for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Until we all come into that unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why you had a gift. Not so you can get out and brag about what theological cemetery you've been to. Yes, I said cemetery. Get out and brag about how much experience you have. Paul said he counted all the doo-doo, dung, for those that want to be so intelligent, is doo-doo. The Bible called it dung. Look it up. We're not to you. It didn't mean nothing. All that education didn't mean nothing to Paul. Didn't mean jack. He wanted to gain the excellency that was in Christ. You know why? Because he recognized, hey, man, to live is Christ. To die is gain. When I leave up in here, all I'm going to get is reward. But while I'm living, it's all about Christ. Okay, I keep saying I'm going to. But, you know, when that word is alive, man, it's just, you just want to share it with people. You want to bless people. You want people to take it and run with it and tell them, hey, you're different. You're really different if you're a Christian. And I don't know what you was told yesterday, but I tell you today, God expects us to be like Christ right now, right here, today.
Amen.
Now, if anybody have anything you want to share, press 1. And, hey.
Praise God. Amen. Pastor, I wanted to go back and read those scriptures, Galatians 3:7-26 from the New Living Translation. And then also I think you shared with us 4:19 as well. So from the Message Bible, Galatians 3. In verse 7, it says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." And then verse 26, okay. Oh, let me read it from the New Living. It says, "The real children of Abraham then are those who put their faith in God." And the other one was verse 26. It says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So the New Living Translation says, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus." And then you were saying how the Lord, how he calls us little children. In Galatians 4:19, it says, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again unto Christ, be formed in you." From the New Living Translation, it says, "Oh, my dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, and they will continue until Christ is fully developed in your lives." Amen, amen. So I'm thankful that, you know, God hasn't given up on us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah, listen, brothers and sisters, and this is from the bottom of my heart. I pray that you go and meditate on God's word and watch him come alive right off that paper, man, right off them scriptures. So yeah. God got something in there for all of us, special. And you bring it back and give revelation. Because we're living at a time of revelation. Things are being revealed. It probably everybody across the border says, "Oh, you know, we're living in time of revelation," but they're not revealing anything. All they see is the negative stuff. How about the positive stuff that is being revealed, huh? How about that one? If you know that we're living in the time of revelation, then how about being revealed other than the negative stuff? Because the world see that. The world see Hamas bombing Israel. They ain't no big deal.
Amen.
And they see Israel taking up ammo war against Hamas and the people in Palestine. I mean, the world see that stuff. That's being revealed. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But that ain't what you need. You need to know what God is revealing to his people. To his people.
Amen.
And you ain't going to get it in no Walmart. You ain't going to get it in no... Now, I'm not saying you can't get it. I'm just saying you're going to get it when you get it in the Word of God. You get in that Word and he's going to show it to you. He's going to open it up to you.
Yeah.
He want to reveal who Christ is. See, everybody know about Jesus. How do you not know about Jesus? But everybody don't know about Christ Jesus. So we got to reveal that. We got to show the people that. Anyone else? Anybody? Okay. Well, thank y'all so much. What's day Friday, right? Yeah. Well, we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. I may come and preach myself. All right. Y'all take it easy.